taking your emails, I'm taking your calls. Ignorant and uninformed.
It was maybe she was diabetic. I don't know.
It was not my proudest moment. Let's be honest.
Of delicious jalapeno Cheetos, and I get it, man.
Now they were the cheese curls, like the big cheese puffs.
I think I'd be offended if someone stopped making out with me to eat. I don't know.
And then she got real sick. That's
disrespect.
She got real sick like later on in the evening. So that was fun.
I mean, that's better. At least she didn't get
up. At least she, didn't pause to throw up.
Yeah, that's always nice.
I mean,
we had stopped making out by that point, I think. Well,
that's good.
Good, good.
If you go to the bathroom, like if you pee, you're supposed to feel less drunk, or is it more drunk?
I've never heard either.
No. I have no idea.
It's just a weird high school party memory that just came flooding back.
No, I always about just
the Bucks going to the Super Bowl. Baby.
Yeah, I always just heard once you peed once after you'd started drinking, you'd just have to pee constantly.
You broke the seal. Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
Maybe that's what I was getting.
No talk of being more drunk or less drunk. I don't know.
Like feeling more or less drunk. After you you rebalance your fluids somehow. I don't know.
I guess. I mean, it's already in your bladder. Does that, I don't know.
But yeah. But how you guys doing otherwise? How's Breckenridge, Mr. Jeff?
It's good. Today was a beautiful day.
Yeah,
it's sunny.
I mean, could really use some of that snow they keep promising. Say.
I mean, it's supposed to dump tomorrow night.
We'll see.
I mean, here's hoping
saying that, but
we need
supposed to. I'm going to believe it. God damn it!
Yeah, we need a wet spring.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like April out there today.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
it looks like April.
It's like 50 degrees. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Maybe 40.
Reading an article about how fucked we are as far as our water out here west because of this shitty winter.
Just in general,
it's going to be on. It's going to be another on fire. Everything's going to be on fire again.
Like Lake Mead, and they're going to be fucked. Like
Is it like 30% or something? Yeah.
They think there won't be enough water to make power, so that's going to be kind of a big problem.
Yeah.
Vegas is screwed.
I think they said 3 million people could be without power.
That's all right.
What you get for making a home in the desert, you stupid fucks.
Water's just going to be $30 a gallon.
Yeah, buy those water futures.
Yikes. And GameStop. Wait, don't buy GameStop now. Game Go.
Yes.
Game Sell.
Yes, the big hedge funds cheated, so there you go.
They sure did.
That whole story is super.
And they'll probably still get a bailout.
Oh yeah,
that's what makes me mad. Max and I were talking about it. Max has no dog in this fight. He doesn't.
It's so gross.
He just listens to me. He just listens to me kvetch. And I don't even own stocks. And I'm just pissed about it. Like I don't even play stock market. Never have.
Yeah, the game is rigged. Even worse than we thought it was.
It is, but then it's like, yeah, that's what's so upsetting about it. You know.
Like what makes you say that in light of all this?
That it's rigged?
More than you thought it was.
Well, the fact that they basically stop people from being able to buy a stock while you can still sell it. I mean,
someone else is seen
that. So like the platforms being like, hey, whoa.
Yeah. I mean, even
got you.
Yeah. One of the platforms I use, they're like, yeah, you can't buy this stock. It's like, what the fuck? I can't even buy it with cash. I understand the margin stuff, but.
It's not only is like the kid, the big kid taking his ball and going home. He's taking everyone else's gloves and someone's parent came in and grabbed everyone's gloves and gave it to the big kid anyway. Like they're like, here you go. Now no one's
pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing.
It's like, that's how bad. I don't know. It's unfortunate, but
so it goes.
Well, I'm glad to be sitting here chatting with you fellas. Adjust my microphone.
We are like a week or two, maybe three away from needing to like possibly solicit some folks for some topics.
My God.
Oh.
I mean, I guess now that I'm like shuffling in there, there's a little bit more, but
always did you fluff it up a little bit?
I did. I actually trimmed bounding hair, and so it just looks bigger. So
yes, yeah. You got to count the inner topics.
I will try to get some for you. Normally my unending stream of friends that I pay to hang out with me and do and play pretend is dried up.
Those are called prostitutes.
Oh, was it? I always called them actors.
Paying for company.
No, I just pay my friends. That's how I. Mm. Right now, I buy my friends with the promise of money eventually. Mm. Mm. Like this podcast.
On credit.
Yeah, it's just futures. I buy my friends on credit. One day this podcast is going to take off, guys. You got to keep hanging out with me.
Ben's going to get margin called here.
You know, it's funny you say that because Benji and I were texting and he was like, hey, man, do you guys ever make any money on the podcast? And then like immediately followed up. He's like, I don't ever want any. He's like, I was just curious. Like
that's where my head went first off. No, he's dude. Like, hey man, am I titled anything? I was like, man, you sound like Chris is who you sound like. remember what's that guy's name?
Chris.
Well, he called him He called him something probably not appropriate, but
he called him Black Chris.
I guess so. Yes.
No, he did.
I feel weird saying that. But
was he black?
Yes.
He was.
Well, then, okay.
He is. I mean, he is. He works at the.
I mean, your wife, Ben.
Well, he worked at Size on.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I am. I am Ben Whitmore, is what it is. I don't know. Well, shall we, gents? I think I'm ready. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling sexy. You know, and that's what's most important is keeping me happy. So. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Ignorant Uninformed, America's favorite podcast. We're coming to you live from beautiful Summit County, Colorado, a podcast distributed via Breckenridge, Keystone, and Silverthorne, Colorado. If you've never heard of those towns, that's okay. We haven't either. And this is your podcast where we take your topics and turn them into our show for 30 minutes of uninterrupted podcasting gold. I am joined, as always, by our uninformed hosts, Mr. Max Sarakis and Sarak.
I am blissfully ignorant.
And Mr. Jeff Watson.
Yes. Hi.
Mr. Jeff Casey Chiefs Watson. And I am Ben. Are the Bucks still a team? Hollywood Whitmore. And this is Ignorant and Uninformed. And this is your podcast. And we're going to tell you how you make our little world go round.
You make our little world go round by gravitational force. No, with topics. I am currently absentmindedly fluffing and playing with a bowl of topics that we have at the moment, getting ready to draw one.
It's a very
and
all valuable them, career path, Max.
What?
Being a fluffer.
Oh, got you. I mean, I think it depends where you live, right?
Sure. Yeah.
If called up here, I think
you got to live in like South Florida or LA, I think.
Yeah, someplace where they're shooting the films, right? You got to go where the industry is. Got to go where the work is.
I think DC has had fluffers for the past couple of years.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Des Moines.
I mean, they just lost their job, but yeah.
I mean, it's fickle. It's fickle. But yeah, mistress. Your topics make this show go round, as Ben intimated. And so, questions make the best ones, but really, we're not even that picky, to be perfectly honest with you. And so, just yeah,
reach
hit us
out.
Up. Yeah, hit touch us up with a question.
Someone.
And then we will give you a free t-shirt and a little bit of poetry and this episode that we record for just playing along at home. So you can twank us on the Twitters, at Ig and Un. You can add us on the Instagrams, at Ig and Un. Ignorance and ignorance. Yes, ignorance and uninformed at topics.com. Topics at ignorant and uninformed.com.
Maybe that's why we haven't been getting the topics.
Possibly.
They're going to ignorance and uninformed.
Some stupid typo.
Ignornot and uniformed.
Yes, ignornot and uniformed. I mean, they are epidoses, and that's all from a typo. Mm. Or you can click the submit a topic button if you're on the website, listening to all the episodes. That's what we does.
Do it.
Wow. Yes. Getting all dark side. Okay.
Yeah.
It's where the real power lies, let's be honest.
Oh, patron saint Jasifer. Thank God for our patron saints.
They keep us trio. They keep us going.
They really do. The triumvirate of our saints. Without them we would have folded long.
The Holy
long
Trinity,
ago.
As I like to call them.
Oh, I like it. I have to try to get my inflection right. Mm. Why are there so many songs about rainbows?
Why are there so many songs about rainbows?
Are there that many?
I don't know. Is that a Kermit reference? Well,
he's that's the Rainbow Connection, written by Jim Henson, featured in the Muppet movie called The Rainbow Connection. And the opening line is, why are there so many songs about rainbows? It's actually, it's the first, it's a playlist of songs that I sing to my son, little Ryan. It's Rainbow Connection is one of them. And then there's Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Oh, wow. This is
on there too.
Wow. This topic's perfect. All right. Keep going there, brother.
And then
28 more minutes. Let's do it. I sing
Desperado. And there's a line in there about a rainbow. So
you should show him Desperado.
The movie? Yes.
Yes. I was actually just thinking it had been a long time since I'd seen that.
No, Desperado by Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a, but it may be raining, but there's a rainbow above you. You better let somebody love you. Let somebody love you. Better let somebody love you. But we got to stop before I get copyright strike. But
okay.
There's a mashup of two songs from Wizard of Oz, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and Follow the Rainbow, I believe, is a song from a musical called Finian's Rainbow. And there's so that's sort of a mashup. And then I think someone even did a mashup with that and Rainbow Connection and Somewhere Over the Rainbow. So all three of those songs sound like a trio, like sort of passed back and forth. It is amazing.
There's so much pride
I've seen plenty, a lot of pride.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've seen, I don't know, I guess I'm just trying to think of like other songs with a lot of rainbows and the lyrics.
I don't know. Definitely
I'm drawing a blank. We named the two I thought of.
Yeah. So.
I've thought of four at this point, but that's, you know.
You've got me, you've lapped me four times at this point. Yeah, no, I'm sure this is going to be one of those episodes where like, as soon as we stop recording for the next
we'll
week,
think of 100.
I'll be like, oh.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's not a rainbow.
I don't know about that.
I mean,
I didn't realize that Desperado had a line about a rainbow.
I guess I've
until I started singing Rainbow Connection and sort of and sang Somewhere of the Rainbow and then sang Desperado and I said, oh, it said rainbow in that one too. Let's see. And then I also sing Sweet Baby James because his middle name is James. And I instead of Sweet Baby James, I say Sweet Ryan James because that's his name. And I don't remember if that's there's about moon. There's a lot of moon references. I would say there's more references to like the moon as far as like occurrences in the sky than.
Okay. I would agree with
spirits
that.
Spirits in the sky.
Ribbons in the sky.
Riders in the sky.
Riders of the Purple Sage. This is a fun name association game.
Purple haze. Deep purples. Smoke on the water.
Oh yeah, that is hazy. Talib Kweli has an album that's called Gutter Rainbows, and there's some references to gutter rainbows throughout that.
Is a gutter rainbow something I should know what it is?
I think that's what they the term for like when you see like a puddle that's got some sort of chemical in it that has the like
gasoline.
Gasoline would be one of them where you can see the spectrum in it.
Like a little rainbow. Yes, where it refracts
the pollution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of.
Gutter rainbows. Mm-hmm. There's something sort of like oddly beautiful about that though. Like beauty in
trash.
Yeah, like beauty in the most unassuming in the darkest and grossest of things, there's beauty to be found, no matter what.
Okay, I mean, that's fall, right? All them leaves dying is gorgeous.
We used to call them LQIs, no LQOs, liquids of questionable origin.
I always just think that
living in New York, that's what I always called them. Random puddles everywhere of like you're not sure if it's gas, if it's pee, if it's water. We don't know.
I just hope that's how the mutant Ninja Turtles are going to get here. You know, from some
the
sort of
secret
sweet
of the secret of the ooze.
Totally.
I dig it. I dig it. Why are there so many songs about rainbows?
I mean, rainbows are kind of a cool phenomenon.
It is pretty cool. It's like basically just a big soap bubble. Like it's just, mm-hmm. it's a big, it would be a circle if the horizon didn't get in the way. And if you're in a plane, you can see a full circle rainbow. Like, I've seen those pictures.
I don't think I've ever seen a rainbow from a plane.
I've seen video of it. I at this point, I'm like, did I experience that?
Are you sure it wasn't photoshopped?
I stare at planes at screens so much now, I can't tell the difference between reality and what's on my screen. So you know, that's fun. I'll be fine. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, why are there so many songs about rainbows? I think we write.
I don't think there are.
I think we, you know, write about what fascinates us, what we can't explain. So it is intriguing and it is inspiring in a way. So I think that's what Jay's getting after, right? Like, why do we write
about rainbows?
Songs about the moon or the stars or the sun or love, all these esoteric things that we can't, that we're just, our brains are sort of fascinated with and like, can't quite completely fathom. You know what I mean?
Where are the songs about like infinite realities and dark matter and quantum entanglement, like all sorts of other mysterious phenomena?
That's what you think about while you're listening to those songs, or at least if you're, you know, like Fish or somebody. But
like, fair. I can't argue with that.
Psychedelic. Not the Fish. Would you call it psychedelic rock? No, it's more like jam band.
No, it's more jam band, but most of the people there are on psychedelics, so I feel sure. as though you
I feel
can
like that's close enough.
Get away
right?
with that clarification.
Yeah.
Granola rock.
I did forget to mention it. There's a possibility that we might have a fourth guest in the studio.
Oh yeah.
If I get called to dad duty.
Oh tonight. Yeah. Fair enough.
He might come hang out with us for a little bit.
Cool. Sweet. Well, maybe he has many thoughts on rainbows and why there's so many songs about them.
He like the only songs that he knows, like half of them have rainbows in them. So
gotcha.
That I sing to him. And it's sort of like a playlist in my head, and I sort of do it in this pretty much the same order every night.
Okay.
So often several times in a night.
Sure.
Because he goes back to sleep. Usually by the third or fourth one, but sometimes by the end of the first one, by the end of the rainbow connection, so he's asleep.
Are these actually like songs that you're putting on, or are you singing to him?
No, I'm singing to him.
And like, how often are you like, na, 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 you know, like skipping verses or like mumbling through words?
Well, most of the parenting books that I've read don't recommend, you know, like you can rush through a song. You can like, you know, skip, but like if you set the routine, you should stick to the routine. So I start with the same one and I end with the same one. So it starts with Rainbow Connection. It ends with Desperado.
Okay. And
sometimes it's a list of, sometimes it's three songs, sometimes it's six, you know.
Okay.
It's whatever, but it's, I try to stick, you know, sometimes I go a little faster if, you know, like, so there have been
double
some
speed,
like up tempo versions of Sweet Baby James.
Ooh,
for sure.
Nice. Any reggae? Like on the twos and the fours, the remix. Ones and the threes. Yeah. Well,
not really.
Oh, okay.
Although this morning I had a couple of like playlists going on my phone while I was holding the baby, because I was like, yeah, I don't really want to sing lullabies. We're just sort of hanging out, dancing. So that was, I listened to the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack today. That was pretty exciting.
Mm.
With the baby. Gotcha. We danced to Blue Swede's Hooked on a Feeling. And then we did who sings that song? I'm not in love, so don't forget it. It's just a silly phase I'm going through.
I don't have one. Any idea.
Just because. I can't remember that song. And then there was, I did some of the like slower jams on that one. That was a good one.
Nice slow jams with the kid. I like it. Morning coffee, delightful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like very like coffee house.
Yeah, feel.
Retro coffee house DJ, radio DJ.
Yes, my morning was DJed by a much different vibe, but I did check out the new Mad Lib album, and it was good.
Mm. Well, I'm very pleased for you.
Thanks.
kid needs some Rage Against the Machine, Ben. Let's be honest.
I mean, I keep thinking I'm like death metal or James Taylor. I don't know. One of the two. Mm-hmm. Singer songwriter or, you know, Mongolian throat singing. I don't know.
I mean, I guess we'll see what he's into.
We shall see. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling for a while it's going to be like the Wiggles. And
I mean, I have a feeling for a while it's going to be, I think he's whatever like the Disney hell you songs. Play.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Disney songs. If what we normally listen to with him is any indication, there will be a lot of songs. Why are there so many songs about Disney? What's on the other side? Rainbows are visions. I don't sing it like Kermit, though. I don't sing it.
Oh, no.
You know who has a great version of that song is Willie Nelson. Like, he kills that song.
Okay.
It's been covered by a lot of different artists, but
I could see that.
I have to say, like, and I really like Gwen Stefani's version of it, which is weird.
Okay.
Dude, like, you're talking about a bunch of stuff I never even knew existed.
Oh, dude.
It's true story.
Rainbow Connection. It's probably because I lot of different don't songs. Care for that song.
It's a great song. I don't.
Fair. I mean, amen. Like, amen. To each their own.
It is fast becoming one of my like all time favorites.
Do you think you'll get to a point where you're like, I never want to hear this goddamn song again?
I don't know. I think I'll get automatically get tired every time when I hear it. I'm like,
That lobbying. Yeah.
I mean, I think the built up a positive amount of positive associations you now have with that song will probably endear it to you for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Unless something like hugely tragic happens during it.
Well, it was one of my
good
my
Lord,
dad.
Max.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just being honest.
Jesus.
Like, yeah. Well, I had a connection, but the Rainbow connection, because my dad sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow to me when I was a kid for some reason. I think we're all just trying to turn each other gay, I guess. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But like
show tunes.
Show tunes. Yeah, but then I wanted to sing, like I told myself I wasn't going to sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow, but then like it just sort of felt right, and I was like, I'm going to sing because that's what my dad sang to me.
Yeah.
So, but I was like, well, I'll sing the Rainbow Connection because it sort of references the idea of a song about it, and it's arguably the most famous song about a rainbow is Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Judy Garland's.
It's definitely the first one that I thought of. Although now in my head, as I'm like trying to like. Hear it, all I hear is the song from American Tail and Five of Moskowitz.
Somewhere so, out there.
Yeah, yeah.
This one, Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
So, yeah, I like the Hawaiian version.
The like is Kamoka no Kamoko.
Somewhere over the rainbow. It's a mashup of Somewhere the Rainbow and What a Wonderful World. Or Wonderful World.
Do you remember your dad
singing song?
You? Yeah. Or was this a story that you have heard?
I mean, well, it extended until I was, you know.
I mean, this is last week, Max.
Yeah, like 15.
He calls me and sings it to me. Just
oh, that's adorable. I feel like Tom would if you asked him.
He probably would if I asked.
Absolutely.
I don't need that in my life no more. But
are you sure?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. That's a good point. Shush up, dogs. Yeah, I mean, like it extended until I don't know, you know, when does your parents stop tucking you in? Like I don't know, 8? Well, maybe 7.
Okay.
And it got less and less frequent, you know. Sometimes it would be like, "Oh, read me a story." Maybe I don't know, maybe it's like 5. I have no idea like when it's
Yeah,
really
no,
stopped,
I was
but.
That's cool, man. I believe you. I was just curious if this was something that like
No, that's I'm thinking about it.
You,
I don't even remember.
You knew for as like hearsay or if you actually remembered it. But you were going to ask one of us a question. Probably pulling us off into a tangent that
probably
was blessed.
Oh, I was going to talk. Have you guys watched Name That Tune? Because that is my new favorite show. It's a it's a reboot of the old show, Name That Tune, with what's her name? Jenna? No. Jane Krakowski. Jane Krakowski.
And
Randy.
Okay.
Yeah, from 30 Rock. And Randy Jackson? Yo, dog.
Newman.
No, Randy not Newman. No.
Oh, okay.
Not Randy. But, you know, hey, dog. So no from me, dog. You know, Randy Jackson. I think it's the guy from American Idol.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And he's he's a musician and a producer and whatever. But so he's like the music host. And it's like the old game show of Name That Tune, where like you have to bet, like, I can name that tune in three notes. That's like one of the rounds. There's usually like an opener round where that's either like they remix a song in a different genre and you have to guess what the song is. Or sometimes it's like a clue about the song, or it's very interesting.
Like, what, I have not seen it. What sort of, like, what is the catalog of music they are pulling from?
Mostly pop. Like, I would, okay, you know, pop from the last 50 years.
Okay.
Like, the oldest songs, you might get like a Temptations.
Okay.
You know, like maybe the 60s, 70s, but.
And like newest?
Like some stuff I haven't heard. Like that, okay, you know, mostly pop hits, like top 40 stuff, like Kesha and whoever.
Okay. Okay.
Sia. There's a lot of Sia on there.
Okay. I would be terrible.
Some of those I don't know, but
I can't name that even if I hear the whole song.
I would say that it's like 20% super pop, like okay, recent pop. And I say that like recent pop, like, you know, 2010 is some of the recent stuff. I don't know if it's like brand new stuff, but
Jeff, is there a round of the show where they just play the title of the song in the chorus and they're like, what is the name of this song?
Yeah. They play the whole song and you're just like,
No, sometimes they don't, they usually skip over the chorus. If the actual title is in the song, they don't sing it. They like,
I took like, a Beatles, it would be like,
they're unforgettable, Tansy Duke's bikinis on. They wouldn't say California girls, they're undeniable. If it was Katy Perry's, you know, California girls.
Okay, that's what that was. Cool.
Yes, it was. But actually, Rainbow Connection was one of the songs. And the clue was something stupid like, it's not easy being green, but you might hear this famous amphibian singing this song.
Esoteric clue, but all right.
Yeah, it was sort of weird. It was like weird. But sometimes the first couple clues are like sort of gimmies.
Sure.
They're like there was a song, there was Bohemian Rhapsody was one of the answers or something. Yeah, it was We Are the Champions. And it was a Queen song, and it was like, if you're this, you know, Her Majesty would be pleased at, you know, winning this at the Olympics or something, you know, being this at the Olympics, you know. So I was like, oh, We Are the Champions. And then you have to say, like, so you can start at 10 notes and they'll just plunk it out on the piano. So you have to, like, it's not like you don't hear it in context. And so it's fascinating. Oh my God. It's so much fun. It's trash TV, but at its best, man, it is so good. So good. And I love it. I love it so much. It's great. Oh, and it's really fun. And that, like, the, you know, it's like The Masked Singer. I was really into The Masked Singer for a while, but it's just like that sort of lost its shine. And then now there's a Ken Jeong has a new show.
Best Dancer.
I Could See Your Voice.
Oh, Jesus.
Which is interesting, which is like karaoke.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's so good. It's so trashy. It's so good.
I'll let you love that, Ben.
I think it got canceled. I'm pretty sure after this one season of it.
How can they see your voice? Like, I'm still just confused by that title. So it's just like a modulation.
You don't hear the person's actual voice. Well, you do.
Look at their face.
So the first round is you hear everybody sing a song, like karaoke, like they're lip syncing either to their own voice or someone else's good voice. So they're all good.
They're miming.
Yeah. Mm. So you have to, like, you're either singing along to your own,
like, air guitar for voices.
Yeah. And then, like, what they do is they have other rounds where there's like little mini games where you have to eliminate people. There's six people and, any number of them could be good or bad singers, and you want to eliminate all the bad singers. So at the end, you're left with a good singer to sing a duet with one of the celebrity judges, who's usually a music artist. Like Donny Osmond was on there, and you know, the random people.
Okay.
And it's, oh my God, it's so trashy, but it's so good. Fox has the best, worst TV game shows I've ever seen lately. Like, they did The Masked Dancer, and I hated that. That was terrible.
Why?
It just wasn't, I don't know. It just wasn't as good. Like, it was just sort of weird. I mean, part of The Masked Singer is like that these costumes are just so elaborate, and the costumes were just sort of like, eh, because they had like, they have to move in them. But it's also like guessing who a celebrity is
based on how they move, on them dancing
really is very weird. Difficult. Yeah, and there's like clue packages and stuff. The Masked Singer is just a better, I don't know, it's maybe it's just because I'm more of a singer than a dancer.
It is.
I enjoy singing more than I enjoy watching people dance. Like Debbie was not into it either, and I thought as a dancer she would be like, yeah. She was just critiquing them. She's like, no, that what he's do, that person's very old because they can't, you know. And they were. Mm. They were like, this person is very uncoordinated. They've never danced a day in their
life. Watch this old fuck dance.
Yes.
Shittily. Yeah.
Sometimes it's just like, you know, it's like an athlete. And you'd think that athletes would be, you know, more like physically coordinated, but sometimes they're not. Not at all.
Intense.
I was going to say, athletes like really have worn Dancing with the Stars a lot, or they used to.
Yeah, it probably depends on like which sport.
Yeah.
That made me think of the Bohemian Rhapsody pitch meeting is really fucking funny.
Oh, I haven't seen any of the music ones. Yeah. Okay.
Or do they do music? Or is it like the movie?
The movie.
Oh, gotcha.
The Queen movie.
With Rami Malek.
Dude, it's really funny because I hadn't seen the movie, but then I watched the pitch meeting and I was like, wow, I'm definitely never going to watch
it. Yeah, dude, I have been binging that like hardcore. I've probably seen 50 of them. Like,
yeah, I'm probably there.
At least. Like,
yeah.
Watch like two or three of them before I go to bed at night, sometimes more, sometimes like a dozen. I don't know. And they're just so good. I watched the Hunger Games one.
That's really funny too.
Those were pretty good. And they're like, and that's it. That's the movie. Oh, that's not really end. Sort of going to just be like, yeah, no, we're just going to split that one into two movies because it's the last book in the series. And that's what you do. Oh, okay.
Oh,
so like, but like not, those movies didn't really stand by their, oh no, you got to find out for the next movie. If you haven't seen the other ones, you have no idea what's going on. Oh,
Jesus.
If you guys haven't watched Screen Rant's pitch meetings, do yourself a favor, home listeners. I mean, finish listening to this one because we're almost done. But yeah. and then go watch Pitch Meeting because it's hilarious. And you'll get it if I start going, oh my God, or super easy, barely an inconvenience. If I start referencing it on the podcast, which I will be doing very often, just let me know. You know, you'll want to be in on the jokes too. So you need to catch up. That's all I'm saying. Just saying.
Yeah, I've made it through like the Marvel compilation and Star Wars, and I think I'm on like I just watched Frozen 2 of the Disney compilation. So I think I'm going Lord of the Rings and the
So Hobbit you Sticks. Have a money for me? Yes, sir, I do.
Yeah.
It's a sequel. Yeah, the Toy Story one was good. I liked that one.
I haven't watched any Disney ones yet.
No, the Toy Story one's pretty good. Lion King one I enjoyed as well.
Oh yeah, that was really good. I enjoyed that one.
Yeah. They've been good, man. Aladdin, they put up so good. Again, like, I love the, like,
they're tight
tearing apart of, like, cinema logic and, like, all of these things that I didn't, like, never even considered.
Oh, hell no. He says shit, and I'm like, I never thought about that. That is.
Yeah, but it's way accurate.
Did you forget about that? Yep. Whoops. Whoopsie.
Yeah.
I love
the Game of Thrones one is pretty fucking funny.
Oh, yeah. Season 8 Game of Thrones might be the best. I was like, well, you could have more time. No.
Nope. Oh, it's a shame we only got six episodes to do this in. No, really, you could like do it in a few more. Nah, I gotta go do Star Wars stuff. Gotta go ruin Star Wars. Good stuff.
Rouge One. Yes,
Rouge One was
Rouge
good.
One. You mean Rogue One? It's Rogue One. Yeah, but that's not what I'm gonna write in the comments.
I was talking to friends yesterday actually who hadn't seen it, and we were talking about, and Rogue One came up organically, and he made the same point. It was like, yeah, you know, it's just I never really needed a movie about two sentences in a crawl. And I was like, holy shit, have you seen the screen? And he's like, no. I'm like, oh, dude, you should totally check that out, man. Like, that is the exact same point that dude makes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I thought I'd turn into a whole movie.
His videos. We gotta Yeah. When's our residual internet money come in? For
what?
Repping him.
I think they have to contact you and ask you for that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're sponsors now. Sponsored by Ignorant.
We can't just demand money from them now. That's not how it works.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly how this works.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you guys are on it. You should email him.
I'm going to need you to get all the way off my back about that. Mm-hmm. Oh, let me get off that thing. Mm-hmm. So good. It is so good. What were we talking about?
Actually, the one on cats is fucking hilarious too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Dude. Okay.
Because I've never seen that movie either, and I watched it. I was like, God damn, this movie sounds terrible.
Oh, there's a connection between the live action reboot of Lion King and Cats. That's like their tag at the end.
Mm.
And they're like, well, won't it be hard because they don't have like human faces and they're not like, you know, very expressive in the, you know, real animals aren't expressive in the wild. They're like, who would want to see that? it's like cats look weird with human faces.
Yeah. Oh, what made me laugh on the Hunger Games. It said, yeah, and then we're going to go storm the Capitol. And he's like,
you think that's going to age well?
Yeah.
He's like, what do you mean? Like, I don't know. I just have a weird feeling about it.
I mean, is that a recent one? Was Hunger Games?
Yeah, it was like
a week ago.
Last week.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are movies I never finished.
They were awful.
The last three were like, are these really necessary? And he does a very good job of sort of pointing out are not.
I appreciate that, guys. You have solidified my evening dinner entertainment for tonight.
No, there's a huge ending to the last movie, and then it jumps to something completely. It doesn't even really resolve this big thing, and you're just going to move
blackout,
on.
Blackout, like big reveal. You know, nothing gets resolved. Just that's the end of the movie, and that's the end of it.
And then all of a sudden, boom! Everyone has kids, and they're happy. Fuck it. Even though in the book that's not how it ends.
Yeah. Yeah,
how did it end of the book?
On the book is more. It's much more dark. That gotcha. They're sort of all like fucked up PTSD and.
Oh shit! I mean, that makes sense. It's kind of a fucked up premise.
Oh, it's super. Well, I mean, the books were much more. Yeah, these people are all fucked up mentally now. It's basically.
Rightly so.
That's why there's so many songs about rainbows, because we're all just
PTSD.
Thanks for downloading, listening to Ignorant Uninformed, America's favorite podcast. We've been your hosts, Mr. Max Sirac.
Thanks, Jasifer.
Mr. Jeff Watson.
Thanks, buddy. Holy Trinity.
And I am Ben. Peace be with you, and also with you, Hollywood Whitmore. And this has been Ignorant Uninformed. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/ignorantuninformed. Twank us on the Twitter at IgAndUn, or Instagram at IgAndUn. You can send your topics to topics@ignorantuninformed.com, and or you can submit a topic on the website, ignorantuninformed.com. You can also download all the podcasts while you're there. Make sure you subscribe, whatever podcaster you're listening to us on. Check us out, and we will be back next week with a brand new episode of Hot Ass Freshness all up in your grill. So, you know, peace off.
Piss off.